content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of April of 2025. And we're going to start out with the first page, which declares the contents. North Carolina Lyons District 31N monthly updates the table of contents. DG comments, DGE comments, GMT message, important dates, 2025 state convention, LCIF message, Mission 1.5 presidential pin, NC fundraising, childhood cancer, kids site training, Camp Dogwood, and Boys and Girls Home. Also on the front page is a graphic from Lyons International, and it says, "Make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team, and most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve leadership first." This from Anna Elliott, your district governor. "Hola, Lyons. I hope this message finds you well and that you enjoyed searching for the four-leaf clover last month. As we welcome spring, let us embrace the season by bringing new life and beauty into our own lives. The past few weeks have been busy as I completed my visits throughout our district, and I still have some available dates if you'd like me to stop by. As you complete your board nominations and elections this month, please ensure that you update the positions on the Lyons portal. This step is crucial, not only for keeping LCI informed, but also to assist our incoming district governor, Gene Getz, in compiling the necessary information to complete the directory for our district in a timely manner. We currently have 5 nominations for the Super Couples Award. Please remember to submit your nominations. I will be presenting the Super Couple Award at the Installations and Awards Ceremony on Saturday, July 26th of 2025. You may wonder who is in the running. Here are the nominees: Jana and Keith Peden, Vince and Donna Schimmoller, Betty and Ronald Shingleton, Ann and Carlton Metz, and Kim and Brian Hinsley. There are no special requirements other than a couple living their lives as Lyons together. As you plan for the upcoming months, please consider participating in the various activities and opportunities available within our Lyons community. One such opportunity is the Brighter Vision Raffle, which offers a grand prize of $15,000. Have you submitted your Brighter Vision tickets yet? We extend our gratitude to those who have already participated and kindly ask that you ensure your funds and tickets are submitted before June of 2025. Training sessions continue the last Tuesday of each month. For further information, please contact PDG D'Angelo Jackson at m5jack@yahoo.com. As the conclusion of my term as district governor approaches, I wish to express my heartfelt appreciation for your dedication and commitment, not only to your communities, but also to your district. Special recognition is extended to all zone chairs and region chairs who have gone above and beyond to make a significant impact in their areas. Your hard work has not gone unseen. In closing, please remember that Easter is a time to rejoice and be grateful for the gifts of love, life, and joy." That's all from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., District Governor 31N, cell phone 254-415-2751. This from your district governor-elect. "March has given me a breather from LCI district governor training. Although interesting, the training and travel can be exhausting. In March, I had the opportunity to visit Lyons Clubs, my favorite activity. My visits included Raleigh Host, Lumberton, Mount Olive, Wilmington, and Goldsboro Host. I attended the Grifton Lions Club First Responder Celebration, the Kinston Strides Walk to support diabetes, and the New Bern 80th Anniversary Celebration. During all these visits, I had the opportunity to meet and talk with some truly dedicated Lions. My thanks to all of them for their service to LCI and their communities. Club officer elections are just around the corner. By now, you should be well on your way to determining your club officers for next year. In April, you should schedule an election. See Article 2 of the Standard Club Constitution and Bylaws for election details. Why is this important? Elections keep your club evolving. It gives newer members an opportunity to serve in leadership positions and fosters new ideas for your club. Soon after your election, please have your secretary enter the new officers in the portal. Don't wait. If you have an issue entering data in the portal, please ask. There are plenty of Lions that will be more than happy to help. Lastly, the district governor uses the information entered in LCI to compile the district directory so we all can keep in contact with each other. In order to have an accurate directory, we need accurate names, positions, phone numbers, and email addresses. This all needs to be compiled and sent to the printer well in advance of first cabinet meeting. My goal is to have directories in your hands at the Brighter Visions kickoff in August. If you have questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. And that's from Lion Jean Getz, phone 414-640-5953, and email at ggoetz00@gmail.com. Here's an announcement about Lions events on the horizon. April 5th, the budget hearing at Camp Dogwood. And also April 5th to 10th, Volunteer Week at Camp Dogwood. April 11th to 13th will be the North Carolina Lions Convention in Greensboro. And May 2nd to 4th, the Council of Governors and NCLF meetings at Camp Dogwood. Global Membership Team. Fellow Lions, congratulations. You have just added several new members to your club. Now is the time for the next important step in having the new Lion to become a strong Lion member, and that is the orientation session. As a new member, they probably do not know what to expect, feel uncomfortable, and not sure how to get involved with the club activities. A great time for you as membership chair or president to visit with them about the activities that the club is routinely doing. But most importantly is to learn more about them and their interest in serving others, to truly advance the idea of who we are as Lions. Loving individuals offering needed service. I suggest that you set aside a one-hour time slot with just the new members and possibly their sponsors to learn about their personal lives and why they decided to join the Lions. After hearing this, see if there are any existing service projects that the club offers that would meet their interests. Offer them the opportunity to suggest other ideas of service that your club may wish to adopt. As an example, in my club, one of our new members is in the medical field, and suggested that we may wish to offer a CPR course for the residents of our community. So now, we are making plans to host several classes for our community. Remember, the only way to get new members is to ask. Any questions, or if you wish to discuss further, give me a call or send an email. Below are the membership numbers for this Lion year. The LCI portal did not have add or drop members for the month of March, so the best info that I have is for the end of February. Only 3 months left this year. Let's all get busy and bring that negative 15 number to positive. And so he ends with this piece of data, District N membership totals. July 1st, 2024, 956. February 25th of 2025, 941, meaning a loss of 15 members. That's all from Lion Vince Schimmuller, District Membership Chair. His email is vs.schimmuller chimmoller @gmail.com. Phone 919-935-9937. Here are some more important dates. We listen, we process, we serve. Under the conventions heading, April 11th through 13th of 2025, the state convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Under cabinet meetings, the fourth cabinet meeting will be April 13th, 2025, at the state convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. The first cabinet meeting following Brighter Vision kickoff will be August 16th of 2025 at the LIB in Kinston, North Carolina. Some officer leaders trainings. Saturday, April 5th, 2025 at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. hosted by the Kinston Lions Club at the Lions Industry for the Blind, 4126 Berkeley Avenue, Kinston, North Carolina. And then the Tuesday monthly training. On Tuesday, April 29th of 2025, the topic is childhood cancer. Tuesday, May 27th of 2025, the topic is LCIF grants. Tuesday, June 24th, 2025, the topic is duties of club officers. Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025, intro to Lions for new members. And Tuesday, August 26th, 2025, reporting service project. And there follows a long web address for the Zoom meeting, which I will spare you. And, so that's the important dates for this month's newsletter. Join the Lions of North Carolina with these service projects at the 101st State Convention to help rebuild Western North Carolina, with purchase of building supplies made possible by your donation of gift cards to Lowe's or Home Depot or monetary donations. Also to help plant new dogwood trees at Camp Dogwood to replace trees that are over 50 years old. Your monetary donation will help with the purchase of mulch and new trees. Lions Fight Hunger. Lions Clubs International District 31 State Convention. Thanks to the dedicated service hearts of our Lions, we will be collecting canned tuna and salmon, peanut butter, 1-pound bags of rice, 1-pound bags of dry beans, canned tomatoes, and canned pasta sauce at our convention. No glass containers. The items collected will be donated to Greensboro Urban Ministries. Cash donations will also be gratefully accepted. Thanks for your support. This from the State Convention Committee. Fellow Lions, if your club has a World War II veteran, please invite them to our 2025 State Convention. Also, maybe you could even offer them a ride and join them. In addition, please let Jimmy Myers know the name of any living World War II veterans in your district. You can reach Jimmy at jlmyers@yadtel.net. And then there's a graphic which states, in honor of our veterans. Dear Club President, growing our clubs is key to achieving our Mission 1.5 goal. That's why I'm introducing a new presidential award to recognize club presidents and the Lions helping us reach our Mission 1.5 goal. Find out how you can earn your recognition by growing your club so we can serve more people than ever before. At your service, Fabricio Oliveira, International President. So here's how. Earn recognition for growing your club. You can earn presidential pins and certificates for adding new members when you meet the following membership targets at the end of the Lion year. A net gain of 10 members gets you a presidential certificate and presidential pin. A net gain of 15 members, a certificate and two pins. Net gain of 20 members, two certificates and two pins. Net gain of 25 members, two certificates and three pins. A net gain of 30 new members, three certificates and four pins. And finally, clubs with at least 20 total members with no drops, a certificate. Don't miss your chance to be recognized. All right, the next segment is an update as of March 31st of 2025 of NC Lions fundraising. And we begin with the Brighter Visions Fund Drive. This year's, or 24-25, this year's goal is $257,250. Total so far for Brighter Visions is $314,416. So the difference is shy of $262,834. Last year at this time, there was $520,609 collected. And there's 83 days left to the end of the fund drive. Okay, the Camp Dogwood Raffle of 2024-25. Raffle sales so far total $52,532. I think this is average ticket per member sold is 1.17. Sales last year at this time was 127,893, meaning this year the difference is down $75,616. In the memorials and honorariums category for 2024-25, the deadline is June 30th of 2024. The goal is $30,000, and so far there has been $17,344 collected. And for clinical eye research, the goal for 2024-25 is $20,000, and the total so far is $26,315. That's for an average of $5.86 per member. 2025-2026 Global Service Project Childhood Cancer. Lions from District 31N and S have been working hard preparing for their council's 2025-26 Global Service Project. The plan is to raise grant funds to provide equipment and software to improve the diversion room at ECU Health in Greenville. The proposed LCIF grant will be for $20,000, but half of that amount will be raised by Lions. Don't miss the Childhood Cancer Table at the Midwinter Convention, where you can make a donation and learn how your club can help kids and families cope with cancer. For a $20 donation, you will receive this attractive pin. And there is a pin that says donor on it, helping kids and their families cope with cancer, North Carolina Lions. And it looks like a gingerbread cookie and the outline of North Carolina. And the gingerbread cookie, maybe it's a child, is holding a ribbon signifying childhood cancer. So, childhood cancer is not something that is given to kids because they are strong enough to handle it. It is not just happy kids with sweet, shiny, bald heads and brave smiles. It's scary and it is dark. It steals our children's childhood, our families' joy and peace. It can ruin families and lives. It marks us for life. It is one of the most stressful, heart-wrenching conditions in the world. And that is from Lion Gene Getz. The North Carolina Lions Kids site has an announcement, Vision Screening Training. Organize, plan, conduct, and follow through. This will be on Friday, April 11th. North Carolina Lions State Convention pre-convention training opportunity at the Greensboro High Point Marriott at 1 Marriott Drive in Greensboro, North Carolina. arrive by 12:45 for registration, and the class runs from 1 to 5 p.m., including a 3-minute break for hotel check-in. And the agenda is as follows. 1. Club organization and early planning. 2. Marketing for screenings. 3. Conducting screenings. 4. Post-screening actions and follow-through. 5. How to become a KidSight operator. 6. Process for becoming a certified vision screener. And 7. Conclusion. The who's who for the NCLF screening programs. Note, this is not the same as screener certification training, which is another part of the new NC Lions Foundation KidSight training curriculum. For more info, contact John Snellings at jonsnellings@gmail.com or phone 828-228-6491 to register. A notice about North Carolina Lions Camp Dogwood. Here are the dates for the camp sessions this summer. May 25th to 29th, June 1st to 5th, June 8th to 12th, June 22nd to 26th, June 29th to July 3rd, July 6th to 10th, and July 13th to 17th. And there are a couple of glorious photos, one from a beautiful scenic section of the lake looking back at the building, and another of dozens of what look like happy campers and volunteers. Speaking of Camp Dogwood, volunteers are needed. Help make a difference. Summer camp volunteers needed. Join us in the summer of 2025. Here are the benefits. Smiles. Lots of shared laughs, sharing with others. For more info, call 828-478-2135 or email tammy@nclf.org. And here are, well, let's see. I'll continue with another announcement. Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina. Lions Day, Saturday, May 10th of 2025, starts at 9 a.m., and this is at 400 Flemington Drive in Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, and this is for the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. And there follows an application to help out with spring maintenance days and eyeglass sorting at Camp Dogwood for the North Carolina Lions Foundation. This will happen from April 3rd to 9th of 2025. And it says, do you need overnight accommodations? Space is limited. Roommates may or will be required. And you can list your roommate preference on this application. And also list the task you feel you can assist with. You will be contacted if we have questions. And some of the examples of tasks that they would like you to do is painting, mulching, washing fences, pressure washing concrete walks, sand and refinish repair rockers, minor electrical, and window washing. Then there's eyeglass sorting, minor housekeeping, and kitchen duty. And if you're going to spend time at Camp Dogwood during their spring maintenance days, then there's opportunity for meals there also. Dinner from April 4th, 2024, and then follows breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day until the 9th, and then on the 10th, breakfast is available. And you can mail the application to April George, the North Carolina Lions Foundation, P.O. Box 39, Cheryl's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. And her email is april@nclf.org. Here's an announcement about a rubber duck race for the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina. It'll be held Wednesday, September 10th at Jungle Rapids in Wilmington, North Carolina. Proceeds from duck sales will go towards purchase of a van for the Lions Cottage Boys. So you can contact Lion Scott Stevenson, who will have duck sales tickets and more information soon. And there's a gorgeous picture of some little yellow ducks. Here's something from Lions Club's International Foundation. Your U.S. $100 gift can help LCIF. One, by providing vision screenings for 50 at-risk youth through vision grants, or offer immediate relief to 39 victims of a natural disaster through emergency grants, or house one family during their child's cancer treatment through childhood cancer grants, or screen 98 individuals at risk for diabetes through diabetes grants, or improve access to food for 90 hungry people through hunger grants, or fund Lions Quest curriculum for 1 year for an entire classroom through Lions Quest grants. 100% of your donation supports LCIF grants and programs. So donate today. And the website to donate is lionsclubs.org/ways to give. And finally, on the last page, we have the advertisement for Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated, Independence Through Employment, providing quality services and products for over 40 years. Their phone number is 252-523-1019. Now offering Lions Club apparel. And they have several items with the Lions International logo on them. They include a yellow ball cap, a blue fleece vest, a blue t-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue fleece-lined raincoat. And we have finished this episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, don't hesitate to call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.